Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for our Sunday obligation. Today, the Church honors three different saints. One is Saint Penelope. She was a virgin martyr, one of the 40 holy virgin martyrs of the early 4th century. Then there's St. Giles, one of the 14 holy helpers of the early 18th century. He is the patron saint of people with disabilities, the poor, cancer patients, mental illness, depression, childhood fears, and convulsions. And finally, there's St. Joseph the Patriarch, Joshua the prophet, one of the Old Testament prophets, successor to Moses. He died at 110 years of age and is known as a saint for his works and not by canonization. So we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather now for the celebration of this Eucharist, we first need to take a moment acknowledging our own sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience. Looking back on the past, how have we offended our God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness. We ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, of a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty and sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool so as to become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God, for it is written, God catches the wise in their own ruses. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. So let no one boast about human beings, for everything belongs to you, Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future. All belong to you, and you to Christ, and Christ to God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. The Lord's are the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Come after me, the Lord, and I will make you fishers of men.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While the crowd was on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and they were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and we have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish that they had seized, him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think every one of us would be able to say that at some point in life, we have really, in a very concrete and faithful way, to follow Jesus. We're told in the Gospel today that there is a great fishing story on Lake Gennesaret. They had caught absolutely nothing with their boats. Jesus simply said, "Go put out into deep water, lower your nets." And we're told that they were amazed at what was in the nets. And there's a realization then on their part that Jesus certainly was the master that Peter had called him. That they probably knew a little bit about Jesus, but they weren't ready to follow Jesus until this happened, the great fish story. But they did, and they left everything, and we're told at the end of the gospel, they left and they followed Jesus. We've left something behind in following Jesus. We sometimes leave our possessions behind for a person who wants to enter into religious life. The vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, they're so much a very important part of priesthood, of what that religious life is all about. But we don't have to be priests. We don't have to enter into a religious life to leave things behind and focus on Jesus. Let him be the central person in our life that we want to follow. In just a moment of quiet prayer, think about your own faith journey. Where have you been and where do you still want to go with your faith? I would love to be able to say that my faith, I believe, is strong, but I want it to become stronger every single day. I want the future to be even stronger than what my faith is right now. And I would hope that that would be the prayer for every single one of us. So we bow our heads for a moment in thankful praise for the journey that we have taken with faith up to this point and the journey that is yet to unfold in our lives as we make that firm commitment to follow Jesus. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, prayers of petition, prayers of thanksgiving. For our Holy Father, that he and all priests will faithfully proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ and be given strength to lay down their lives for him,
we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, that many will be generous in answering the Lord's call, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for peace in the world, and that all leaders will make wise decisions based on truth and concern for the poor and the most vulnerable, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for those suffering from addiction of any kind, that our Lord will reach out to those in need and heal them with his mercy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all students, that they will grow in wisdom and grace before God and be protected from both physical and spiritual harm, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all the holy souls in purgatory, for whom this Mass is being offered, that they may soon discover the joy, eternal life with Christ in heaven, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. For through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Lord, we pray a sincere respect for your gifts, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him you have been pleased to renew all things, giving us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself and by the blood of his cross brought peace to all creation. Therefore he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him has become the source of eternal salvation. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and the powers of heaven, we pray the prayer of your glory as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. Penelope, St. Giles, St. Joshua the Patriarch, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, means forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please share with one another a sign of peace. Together we pray. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Lord Jesus Christ, with faith and love and mercy. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, now is a very good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ.
Amen.
Grant, O Lord, we pray that benefiting from participation in heavenly things, we may be helped by what you give us in this present age and prepared for the gifts that are eternal through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
with your spirit. We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here today at Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of both trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
I wanted to acknowledge in Relevant Radio, in no small part, had a part to play in my conversion. Many years ago, was traveling between Minnesota and Wisconsin for my work, and I found Relevant Radio and started me thinking. And my wife, God bless her, we have had many, many, many discussions over the faith, and she put up with me. And I learned some stuff about spiritual strength from listening, and I decided to put it to the test. So after 35 years, the Holy Spirit helped me to quit smoking, and it only took 3 days. And to this day, I acknowledge the Holy Spirit for that happening. And this happened and that happened, and before I knew it, I was heading towards the Catholic Church. And a year, 2 years later, I was baptized. Very proud to be a Catholic, especially in this day and age where it's so difficult. I think we need to stand together. We need to praise the priests. God has blessed me with 14 children, and I do hope that some of them find their way to the religious life. The turmoil we're in right now, but it's Jesus' church, and he makes everything right.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now.
Ask about making a recurring gift.
Once you become a recurring gift partner, you will be automatically enrolled in our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. There are both spiritual and practical benefits to joining our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Make a recurring gift now through automatic deductions from your credit card, debit card, or bank account with no specified end date. Call and donate now. 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123. The Patrick Madrid Show.
It deepens my faith. It gives me understanding. And I also appreciate the current events.
Good morning, Therese.
Don't ever stop talking about current events. I feel like between your show and Drew's show, I am so much better informed to make decisions about things and to pray on things.
You know, as you're saying that, I'm reminded of what Jesus said in Matthew 26, in verse 41. He says, to watch and pray so that you will not enter into temptation. Now, obviously, they didn't have television or radio or newspapers in those days. But he still taught the people to watch the signs of the times, to be aware of what's going on, and he used examples. I don't think Jesus wants us to just ignore what's happening in the world and just talk about churchy things, because then we will be caught unaware, and he tells us to watch and pray.
At the intersection of faith and culture, The Patrick Madrid Show, 8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Morning Air with John Morales.
We hope to continue to bring the light of Christ to Morning Air every day. Try to look at everything that's happening in the world from an authentic Catholic perspective.
Morning Air with John Morales.
Our faith is not a spectator sport. We got to come down from the stands and get in the game.
John Morales.
I'm also reunited with my old colleague, Glenn Leverance. We go way back to the early days of Morning Air.
Morning Air with John Morales. 5 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio.
What does Relevant Radio mean to you?
I don't know where you have been my whole life.
Darling, where have you been all my life?
I moved to St. Louis this past year to get married and got married in the church, and it was awesome. But I had never heard of Relevant Radio.
Where you been?
I talk about you guys to everybody, the app and all of it. I think it's just good for anyone to listen to.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Live, interactive, and in the moment.
Relevant Radio. Where you